I feel in terms of, I think one of the most important aspects of medicine, if as a society we want to go into the future, is this thing called preconception healthcare. And I think there's a couple of very clear statements I like to make just because you have a large audience and hopefully, get an ear. We need to test moms for the vitamin D levels before they get pregnant. We need to measure the electromagnetic field exposure of the sleeping location where mom is, but also if she's working during pregnancy, where she's working. That has been, I did a small study that I have not been able to get published anywhere. I did a small study showing that I can predict autism by the measurements of where the mother is sleeping when she's pregnant. If she's sleeping in strong electromagnetic fields, the child will be neurologically abnormal, not right after it's born, but in the first 2 years, develop all the signs of autism or neurological dysfunction, hyperactivity, learning disorders, and so on and so forth. So that's another aspect of preconception healthcare, is to do electrophysiological measurements of the sleeping location. Then the whole aspect of mercury toxicity. No mother that becomes pregnant should have amalgam fillings in their mouth, and so on and so forth. There's like about 10 criteria you and I should set out sometimes to do that. Advice to any mom and any dad, they're included in this.
Well,
Before
I would totally agree.
Yeah.
And it's not that you and I should do it independently. We're involved with this autism think tank, and there's a number of other great clinicians that would, I think, help brainstorm those recommendations. And I would agree. I think it's an important
It's
project.
for me, it's understandable. Any modern society depends on basically on the healthy brain of the citizens to function. Remember that worst high school shooting that was about, I don't know, a year or 2 years ago from this young man, I think he was from Asian origin, who was autistic, but made it. He was obviously like more an Asperger than autistic. He made it all the way to high school and college, and then shot over 30 people. I think we're going to see a lot more of this. And then, what kind of a society are we going to have? Are we going to live behind steel walls, so the few people that are still normal have to protect themselves of the 90% that are not normal? I think no society can go forward without preconception healthcare, and I think it will become the main issue for any modern society to thrive and to evolve. And I said in the last interview, the only two countries that I know of that have strict standards in that regard are Iran and Russia. They are protecting their children. They are doing all this. They send SWAT teams out to homes. They measure body voltage. They measure the exposure to radio frequencies and to radio waves and to microwaves from cell phone radiation. If the exposures are too high, they simply close down the home or they look at the sources and correct it. And we don't do anything to protect the coming generation of children. And I'm heartbroken about this, to see a society as a whole deteriorating simply because of a lack of implementation of what we already know that we should be doing, but we're not doing it because most of the politicians that make the decisions are attorneys and not scientists.